Today's Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 6, from verse 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 25 to 34. And it reads, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you be worrying at a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." Verse 30. "If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' Or 'What shall we drink?' Or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own." Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
God has blessed us another day, another opportunity to come together as one children to render our worship unto him. I thank all of you for coming here with sincere heart to participate in the worship of the Lord, because that is our duty. And also thank the leaders and those who are today, God use them as instrument to lead this service. We pray that God shower our blessing to all of us, and also give us ability as we are strive to work for him. Today, my lesson, as we listen to our brother Kerry for the reading, the powerful reading, as God, we learn something from the Sermon on the Mount. And this place is a lot of things we can learn in physical and also in spiritual aspect. And this time, God is exalting each and every one. So today, my sermon, or the title of the lesson, is "Do Not Worry or Anxious," as we normally say it in different versions, worry and anxious. And I say, who Jesus is speaking to, telling them not to worry? Let's take our Bible quickly to give my Let's take our Bible quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, going to say, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you receive and in which you stand." Verse 2, say, "By which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I pray to you, unless you believe in vain." Verse 3, he said, "For I declare to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Here he called it good news. Good news. With a certain that this is the issue which has brought us together. God, Jesus died on the cross, resurrected, and because of that, he has brought us all together. And we also have responsibility. This is a good news. So we also have the step of my responsibility, you call it the step of salvation, which we say we need to what? Hear the word, read, repent, be baptized. And if you do that, then as to verse 47, he says, and the Lord what? Added those who have been saved. It's God who has called us all together. And that is why he's saying that we do not be worried. That is why today I've chosen from Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. I beg, if you go home, we have to read these things again. Jesus is saying that for this reason, I say, what reason? The reason that he died, he resurrected in the third day. That this good news, we have no worry. We have not to worry. He said, for this reason, I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body than clothing? Jesus is saying that because this world we live in is tried and tribulations. It's a lot of problems in this world, if you like it or not. That is what it is, the world we live in. And we are always, every day, you struggle. And in summary, what we are struggling can be classified as three things. As Jesus is saying, that you struggle for what? For food. For food, our daily bread. That's why he taught his disciples, give us what? This day, our daily bread. Because we are struggling, we are worried, we are anxious because of what? Because of what we will eat, our food. And the second one is what? Clothing. We are worried about clothing. And what? You are worried about the shelter. And Jesus is saying that we not to worry about these things. Because what? Because he has called us from the power of darkness into his dear kingdom. And Jesus said he is going to take care of these things. What things? Jesus is going to take care of our food, our clothing, and what? Our shelter. So why are you worried? So in chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus said, why are you worried? Because he has promised to take care of these things. Jesus talks about this basic human needs. we should not be concerned about this. This is easier. This is easier said than done. These three are basic to human existence. Yet those who are spiritual recognize that God knows we need these things. Those who Jesus said, don't worry, because we are, as a spiritual people, we know that God knows that we need all these things. We need all these things, what? To help us to serve Him and serve Him what? Well. So we not need to, we do not need to what? To worry these things, because God already knows all these things. We worry too much about all these things. It is not our place to work all these things. That is God's job. The problem is, we try to worry the worry things which God is God's job. It's God's job that we are taking our time and everything to worry about our food, our clothing, and what? Our shelter. And Jesus said, don't do that. That is God's what? Job. That is God's job, because God has called us and He knows that these things, you will need these things. So God has already provided these things for us. So we have to be very careful about warning about these things, why Jesus has already promised to take it. He said, with much more than thee, Jesus answered the question, the crown of God creation is man and woman. The crown of God's creation is man and woman. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, He said, if you, then being evil, know how to give good things, good gift to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask Him? Brothers and sisters, it is an insulting for us to worry as Christians. It is an insulting. We are not showing good character and good attitude when it comes about worry. That is why Jesus is saying, do not what? Worry. Because what? I'm going to take care of that. That's why He's saying, even our fathers know the good things for we need. Our fathers even as evil. Not that our fathers are evil, but as compared to God and our Father. God, even if you think our fathers think good things for us, ready to answer our question, what about our Father which is in heaven? It is insulting. It is insulting to God for us to worry. There is difference between planning and what? Worry. Planning. God expects us what? To plan. But you don't need to worry, because that is God's job. That is God's job. God is there to do that for us. So we don't need to worry. If you carry on, and in verse 27, verse 28, verse 29, verse 30, He's saying the same thing. He's saying the same thing, that we not to be worried. Verse 30, He said, verse 29, He said, verse 30, but if God is so arrogant to glass and fill and the fill, what is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace. Will he not much more do so for you, you of little faith? If you show that attitude, God gratified that we have what? Little faith. You don't trust God properly. Because anxiety reveals that trust in God or understanding of the truth is weak. Worry and faith are like oil and water. They do not mix. Worry and faith, they cannot come together. So Jesus is saying that we should not worry. Why God is saying that to us? Because as a children of God, we need not to worry. Because God has promised to take care of all these things. He said, we are seeking first the rule of God. Let us, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Let's read that please. Please. Thank you. A lot of times, Bulgarians stand here and say, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and what? And his righteousness. That is why we have to seek our spiritual things. We have to seek the rule and reign of what? Of God. The rule and reign of Christ. That is what we have to worry about that. That's what we have to think about that. But instead, we are what? We are focusing what God has promised us. Because as a Christians, God is what? Our Father. God is our Father. And we need to breathe that. If you are not breathing that, then what are you doing here? If you don't think that God is our Father and He is capable to do what even you don't think about, then what are you doing here? So anxiety is causing a lot of our Christians, or a lot of our improvement is just bringing us down. Anxiety, worry. We are worried for unnecessary things. I'm not saying unnecessary that you don't need food, shelter, and clothing. As compared, God is saying that you don't need to work all these things because that is not our job. Our job is what? To seek first the kingdom of what? God and His righteousness. That is our job. Our job is to seek God and God's kingdom and His righteousness. And He said, all other things will be added to us. And it seems like you read these scriptures and you don't believe that. You don't believe it. Today, God is saying to us that you have to avoid anxiety. I'm not saying you should not plan, as I've already said before. We have to avoid what? Anxiety, worry. If after all, Christians, you know that one day, all what we have accommodated, all what is we are going to live it on this world, either you like it or not, one day we are going to live it. And even Christians, you know, this world is not what? It's not our home. Christians, you know, this world is not our home. So when it comes about worshiping God, the important thing is we have to seek the rule and reign of God. That is the most important thing as Christians we need to seek for. We don't need to worry. We don't need to worry. So He said, verse 33, he said, we seek the first, first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Do you believe that? The question is, do you believe that? If you don't believe that, then there is a repentance for you. Because I believe that even when I go to bed, I don't know how it comes for me to wake up. It's God who wakes us up. A lot of people went to bed and they couldn't wake up this morning. They couldn't wake up this morning. We have nurses and doctors are here. Look, go to hospitals. People are what? Suffering. Suffering there. And if God has shown us all this grace, and we try to worry, murmuring, or anxiety. Please, as a children of God, we have to demonstrate what is most important. That is the rule and reign of Christ. As a Christians, we need to do that. Say, see, the rule and reign of Christ. He said, 34, he said, therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of it. My brother, no matter how you think, you can't change tomorrow. You can't do anything. No matter how you worry, you can't do anything. That is why God is encouraging us today that as a children of God, as elect, as a priesthood, as a holy nation, we should just eliminate anxiety as our life. But don't let us miss planning and anxiety. Don't let it make, because it is a problem. God wants us to plan properly. Even the as a Christian, you know that if I have money, if I have buildings, if I have a land, all was given by what? God. And it is God expect me to what? To maintain, plan it and maintain it very well, so that in the future I will give an what? An account. An account for that, because God, even the children God has given to us, we are going to render what? Account for that. So why are you worried? So bringing my sermon into conclusion, God has already said, let me repeat, verse 34, he said, therefore, because therefore, you know, because therefore means because of what he has said from 25, therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. It is very clear and simple. So, three things we have to learn from, or we have to learn that God is encouraging us not to worry. We have to learn three things, and one is worry is unavailing. Warren is unavailing. In verse 27 and verse 28, it does not accomplish anything. It just does work, does not work. Worry is worthless. Worry is you worry, but you can't what? You can't accomplish anything. You will worry. If you don't want to listen to what God is saying, you will worry, but what? You will not accomplish anything. You can't accomplish anything from it. And second lesson you can learn is that worry is unnecessary. Worry is what? Unnecessary. Worry is not, it's unnecessary. Why? Because in verse 30, it is unnecessary because God has promised to provide. So why worry about things that God will take care of you. So worry is what? Unnecessary. Worry, keep on worrying. It's unnecessary. Even if you go to bed, you can't even sleep. Why? It is unnecessary because all these things God has promised us that He will take care of that. And the third one you can learn from this, Matthew chapter 26, chapter 25, chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. He says, worry is unbecoming. In verse 32, all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. God's children are not showing a very good example to the world when they worry or are anxious. Because God's people, we are not showing those outside there. They don't know anything. You think they know, but they don't know anything. And we are not showing good example and good character when you start worrying. Because we are not showing good things. He said, worry is unbecoming. All these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. Because those who are not godly people, those who are not members of the Lord's church, they are eagerly seeking, they think all is about this world. But Christians, you know. You know that God is what? Going to prepare a place for us. And here is what? This world is not our home. Those people who are Gentiles, who don't know anything, they eagerly, what? Fighting for properties and all these things. I'm not saying if you have property or any asset on this world is wrong. I'm not saying that. But even if I have it, I know it's God-given thing. I know that it is God-given thing. So, my brother, don't worry. So, I say, do not worry. If you are one of them, if you have become a victim to worry, brother, listen, when you go home, try to read again. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 32. And also, God pray that God will help you to open your eye and you understand the scripture very well. In conclusion, please let us read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I need somebody to read quickly for me so that I bring my sermon today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Thank you. He said, be anxious about nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. My brother, don't be worried and don't let be anxious for nothing. As a children of God, there will be a tribe, problems, temptations, and you know that God is our side. If you are a visitor and today is your first time, please, this message also going to you. You have to make a decision. That's why I read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4, that there is a good news. All the challenges which we are facing, what? There is a good news. The good news that God, Jesus died, he was buried, and what? He has been resurrected. If you give your life to Him, He will show you the way and manner you can live in this world and also live in the world to come. Thank you for listening, and also pray for God's support. Pray that God will help us, guide us as our journey towards eternal Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Ja, we gaan door tot aan de